There is a new report out. And this is part two of our expose into Dominion. You can go back and listen to part one. But this part two, I want you to hear this. 96% of Dominion voting systems, political donations went to Democrats. That's right. Of 96 political donations coming from employees of Dominion voting systems, nearly 96% of contributions were directed to Democratic candidates. The company in question, as I said, Dominion Voting Systems improperly counted ballots in Michigan. We know that. And caused, quote, several glitches that required extended voting hours and delayed results. We also know that it actually changed the outcome of a local election, which then had to be changed back. And they said, no, don't worry, it's human error. Well, Federal Election Commission records reveal the company is overwhelmingly staffed by Democratic donors, perhaps contributing to the explanation as to how these machines seem to always malfunction exclusively for Joe Biden's benefit. Joining me now to talk about this is a member of Trump's legal team, Jordan Sekulow. Jordan, I appreciate you coming on. There is so much misinformation out there about Dominion. There's a lot of things that the big tech immediately refuses to allow you to even get out or even ask questions before they mark it as partially false or fake news, and they try to shut you down for even talking about Dominion. But we do know that Dominion had issues on Election Day. We also know that these FEC records that are coming out saying 90% of Dominion voting systems' political donations went to Democrats. I think that's at least something we should be talking about. When you look at what you guys have seen, how concerned are you by this company in question?
Yeah, so Sidney Powell, who is on our legal team, is I think, well-known now because she came in to do a great job still representing Mike Flynn, but she's kind of on the Dominion voting systems. I think the biggest disadvantage we have been is time, because it's a tech company, and getting the information, because it was used so widely. This system was adopted in 37 states, including all the states that are kind of in question through these legal challenges. And so obviously, so you're talking about from Wisconsin to Michigan to Georgia to Nevada, Arizona, and of course, Pennsylvania as well. And so, you know, we've got this is the week I've said for the campaign. And of course, Rudy Giuliani was in court today in Pennsylvania on a matter involving not the poll watcher. That one just came out. That was a poll watching case out of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that the Trump campaign didn't lose. So I don't want people to get confused about that. But in this one, it was an equal protection case. This is just to get through the motion to dismiss, because in some counties, they called you to come and fix your vote, and in other counties, they did not. So it's called curing your vote. And it's kind of, they didn't have and it seemed like that only occurred in Democrat counties, and there's no evidence that any Republican counties offered anyone the ability to cure their vote. So problems there. And then that would be an equal protection issue under the federal law and the Constitution. So that challenge. Then there's a Nevada challenge that will affect upwards of 160,000 votes. It's two different claims that will be filed today, at least, in Nevada. And in that case, it's about the 160,000 votes out of Clark County, which is where Las Vegas, so it's the largest county in Nevada, just throughout their Board of Elections, 160,000 votes for a city council race. But because they said they picked up too much fraud in that race, which was very close, like I think a 10-vote lead by the Democrat. And so they threw out those votes, and they're going to have a revote on the city council race. But they're keeping the 160,000 votes that they found were fraudulent or had so many problems with fraud they had to throw out an entire race. I mean, a lot of votes. We're not talking about 3,000 here. But they're going to keep those in the tally for the same people who, I guess, were committing fraud in that. Their votes should still count for Biden or Trump. And the truth is, the campaign is arguing that. And then, of course, also in the RNC on the fact that in Clark County and another county in Nevada, they turned down the machine which matches your signature so low that basically all mail-in ballots would match, like everything would match. And so
let's explain that real quick so people understand, because this is such an important part. Yeah, this is such an important part. The signature matching machine is basically a computer that matches your signature with your ballot signature, and you can basically turn up or down the level of accuracy. Another way of explaining it would be if Apple pretty much made your fingerprint on your iPhone match with almost any other finger out there, where they turned down the it's so low for a match that right. virtually everybody would match. And that's what they're being accused of doing there, is they turned down the signature match to the point where it was almost non-existent.
Exactly. And so how that affected votes, of course, and it was certain kinds of votes that were turned down that way that would favor Joe Biden. So it was these mail-in ballot votes. And, lots of places use system verification of your, signature checks. They do that at banks oftentimes. Looking back at the history of kind of what your signatures look like over time, and or comparing it to a database like a driver's license database, something like that, where at least it's similar. And again, they turned it down to make it where the machine wasn't really doing anything. It was just accepting all the ballots from certain places within Clark County. So it was done very specifically in Democrat areas. So again, so that's two issues just in Nevada where the outcome of the vote could be changed. In Pennsylvania, that's still all coming together. I think the big deal will be to get past this motion to dismiss. And in Georgia, there's also, again, they're looking at lawsuits involving some of the recount efforts. And again, even prepping for the Senate races, how they did signature matching as well.
I am kind of shocked and that we are just now kind of being able to figure this out and hear about it. Obviously not from you guys' standpoint. I'm talking about from the media here. I mean, some local media is being forced to cover this. National media is not even mentioning any of this. And we're talking about what you're describing is hundreds of thousands of votes now that could be thrown out, that were done illegally, the signatures that were not matched on purpose, allowing them to be basically almost any signature would have a passing grade. These are all issues that many are just hearing about for the very first time, yet you said something when you initially got on. At the top of this conversation, you said it's a time issue. What do you mean by our biggest problem now is a time issue?
Well, I think that the more high tech you mean like the more high tech a case is, and so it involves entire state's voting system, the ability to get in there, the ability to get into the system, to get access to it, and so I think that's why you've got to you'll have to see if there's action on that by either the Trump campaign or the RNC or some one of those entities. Filed through what Sidney Powell and her team are doing, and by looking at that, is going to happen relatively soon because states start certifying elections in the next day or two, and it's all by December 14th you're pretty much in a no man's land. Now that doesn't mean that if you have active litigation going on that time's against you anymore. But there is all of these cases are on fast track. So you find out very quickly if you get through motion to dismiss. Then you get to the trial court stage. It has to be done quickly. Courts understand that. So the key for the campaign this week and why time is always against you when you're doing something post-election on this scale with this many states involved is to get in as many of these into court this week as possible. So if you've got the challenges and you can make the claims legitimately as an attorney – representing the president or representing the RNC or representing the Trump campaign, you do it this week, maybe early next week as well, because you want to start the trial process. That's a positive. You do not want it to be where the only cases hanging out there, like we still have at the U.S. Supreme Court, a stay on counting about 10,000 ballots in Pennsylvania. They haven't heard the merits to that because I think the Supreme Court said, okay, don't add those. They shouldn't have been added to the tally. They're not enough alone to turn in Pennsylvania, but there's a lot of other cases going on in Pennsylvania. But they also haven't seen anything else from other states make its way to the Supreme Court yet. So I think they're waiting to see if a kind of a conglomeration of cases make their way. That would be, and this is always the key, I'm going to keep saying this time and time again every interview I do, outcome determinative. The top court in our country will really only get involved in this if they've got cases before them that if combined, it would change the outcome of the election. So that's the goal of the legal team, is to put enough of those in the pipeline and get them in. There's been some changes on the legal team to people who are kind of quicker trial lawyers, and I think we will see that reflected this week.
I want to talk to you about Georgia and get your reaction to this Senate runoff, which is so vitally important. Before we get into that, though, I want to get you to sign your name to stand with the president to protect the vote. That's right. Donald Trump is fighting to protect us when it comes to the issue of voter fraud. And if you have not signed your name to stand with the president to protect the vote, it's time for you to do it right now. I want you to join the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC. They have started a petition, and they are asking for millions of Americans to stand with the president and support his effort to stop voter fraud. Add your name right now to support President Trump's effort to stop voter fraud. We have more than 71,000 of you that have already signed the petition. Go to benfreeonline.com. You can become a member for free. You'll get to sign the petition as well, and your name will be added. And this will go to governors, attorney generals, secretaries of state, state legislators, members of Congress, and the U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, as well as the Justice Department. Stop sitting on the sidelines. If you're sick and tired of the assault on our Constitution and our free and fair election system, sign the petition now. Go to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Jordan, I want to talk to you now about Georgia for a moment. Yeah. We know that Dominion is used in Georgia. We know that there's been issues with Dominion machines all over the country. And forget the presidential election for a second. We have a new election happening. We're going to see unprecedented amounts of money coming into Georgia. These candidates are going to be fighting for their political life, because I think it's pretty obvious now, and you agree with me, I think both these Senate seats will go one way or the other, and Democrats know they can have the House, Senate, and the White House if they win in Georgia, in their opinion. That's what they believe. That's why they're going all in on this. How concerned should people be about this new vote that's about to take place and these voting machines?
So I think very concerned about this new vote. I've been in consultation with because of our representation of the president with the RNC lawyers and even lawyers in the Georgia Republican Party and down there in our SC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They're very concerned about that. This also the way they are matching signatures that come in, and so they're looking at whether or not there's got to be an ID change. It's an ID issue in entirety, past just signatures, and they're looking at, how are they going to, can they get the Georgia legislature to act? And so they're working on that aspect. This is really for the Senate race, and I'll tell you, this will be to have two Senate races on the ballot with an election in January 5th and a lot of money. That one of those races, and I agree with you, Ben, I think they kind of go either way. So it's tough for me to see one Republican winning and one Democrat winning. But we know that even if that happened, the Republicans would retain control of the U.S. Senate. So Democrats have to win both of these to keep Republicans from controlling the U.S. Senate. That's how key this is. If we have to deal with a Biden administration and a Pelosi House of Representatives, a Republican Senate would stop the tax hikes. It would stop most of the major kind of liberal policies like the Green New Deal that Biden would want to try and implement. So we would have, at least in the midterms, a way to block that and to block his most controversial nominees to any courts or to any cabinet positions. We would still be in charge. If we lose those two Senate seats, if Republicans lose those two Senate seats, I will tell you, even if you don't love these two Republicans and but you're still a conservative, or you want a check at least on Joe Biden's policy, if you're more libertarian and you don't want bigger government, I think these are two Senate seats where if you have the time, somehow they'll figure out ways for you. You can volunteer, you can donate, of course, on each of the candidates' websites. And because they need everything you get, the whole Hollywood kind of New York political world is descending on Georgia with money and resources and people. So we've got to meet that because this is it. I mean, this could be the difference between a Green New Deal working easily through Congress and tax hikes going through almost immediately through Congress, and the exact opposite.
Well, and not just that, but a huge attack on our Second Amendment. We're hearing that there's going to be a gun czar that will come after,
issues,
I mean,
military.
Every type of gun they hate that is scary to them. They would come after it or tax it to the point where you couldn't even afford to buy it.
Yeah, they do. Second Amendment issues, very important. Ben, that you bring that up. They would try everything they can to take them, ultimately get challenged. You, then you have to rely on the Supreme Court to bail you out of issues. There's some that they've already given them the power to do. So, and those are more legal based. But also, you know, all when we talk about what would be before them, I mean, you talk about Second Amendment issues, you talk about the funding of our military. And, you know, we've kind of gotten used to a military which is, again, rebuilt completely by Donald Trump, but also being used rather selectively. And even while the president's being criticized today for his drawdown in Afghanistan and Iraq, again, to where it'd be 2,500 troops left in each country still, to really just keep our people who are working in those countries safe, keep Americans safe through various government entities and, of course, our bases there, our embassies and things like that. And he's being criticized for that. I'm telling you, you get to a Biden world where he's got the House and the Senate, and they have this weird expansive. There's a lot of wars and intensification of battles going on under the Obama administration too, and like Libya being an example of that, and that rise of ISIS happening under the Obama administration because of not strategically placing the right troops. So I think it affects everything because the Senate is a big check in the Constitution if it's not completely controlled by the president's party. And you see that with how we were able to confirm Judge Barrett so quickly. That's what you're able to do when you have the White House and the U.S. Senate.
No doubt. I want to ask you one last question. My guest will be Jordan Seculo from the Trump legal team, a good friend of the podcast here and then the show. One other thing about Dominion. You look at who's running these companies. We know that the former chief of staff for Nancy Pelosi is one of their advisors for Dominion. We know the director of vote protection for Obama's 2012 campaign are currently retained by this voting company. And we know that one of their domain's top software developers actually gave major donations to MoveOn.org, which describes themselves a pillar at the forefront of the anti-Trump resistance movement. Their words, not mine. Is there anything? You even had one of their employees on a phone call talking about, don't worry, we've got it covered. We know that Trump will lose on a phone call with activist groups before the election. This guy was talking about Dominion. When you hear these things, is there anything left that the federal government can do to say, hold on a second, we got to really look at you guys to make sure you're doing this right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we wouldn't know because it's not a totally announced, but the FBI, remember, the Department of Justice did say that they were sending people out to look at various claims. And they didn't go into much more detail than that, but they did do that. And I think that on the federal level, that would have to be the FBI would have to be doing that as we speak, Ben, because as we talked about very early when I joined, is that the time issue is on the tech side and being able to prove that in court and make it something that you can file into court. You got to have the it either has to be kind of human done, and that would be like the affidavit, the person you just talked about filing affidavit saying, see, I've got. This is what I was informed of them doing. You've got to probably find some more people, too, that can kind of corroborate that statement.
In other words, time is everything here.
Everything. Anything you see reported, that's wonderful. If it's not in court very soon, that won't matter.
Unbelievable. Jordan, I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
You can, as always, a ton of information. And many people just want to know that every vote is counted correctly and accurately, no matter who you voted for. But what you're seeing now is, like you said, we are on the clock. Thank you, sir. We'll have you back again real soon. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ben. Anytime.
Quick reminder, part one of our expose into Dominion voting systems is up as well on our podcast. So if you missed it, make sure you just go backwards and listen to that. And please make sure you share our podcast with your family and friends as big tech is shutting us down on social media right now. This is why we are on this podcast trying to get you out this information. So again, make sure that on Twitter, On Facebook, you share the podcast, share it with your family, and go backwards if you miss part one of our expose into Dominion voting machines, voting systems. It is amazing how much power this company has to affect the outcome of the elections in this country. Part three tomorrow, and I'll leave it at that.